We're at the bottom. Oh, something, you're definitely warmer. Let's get going.
You can walk here for days and see no evidence of civilization. This area wasn't even mapped until the early 20th century. In remote regions, it's often a good plan to follow streams and rivers as they offer the quickest route to low ground. But water always follows the path of least resistance. Tracking their path can be a real challenge. It's also dangerously steep. Descending the sheer rock face would just be suicide. I could climb down the tree which is wedged into the falls, but it won't get me all the way to the bottom. I need to make something to get me down the rest of the way. Learning to improvise is a key in any survival situation. I'm going to use the cord from my paraglider. The forest will provide the rest.
Well, that's probably going to be long enough. All I'm doing is making it like an improvised, makeshift rope ladder. And we used to use these sort of things loads in the special forces. Just lightweight, thin wire rope ladders for getting up difficult, awkward places.